Mark Jacobs in campaign for the last 3 weeks? Because that doggone AA of hers that I guess she lived with for so long or whatever. I had another heart attack, that Lewis. And so she spent the last 3 weeks at the hospital with him, didn't campaign at all. Figured since she had won the primary, she would have.
He'll be useful, but he can't. some ways at some times, but he's not, he's got no long range potential.
Tower? What about Buckley? Is he bright?
Yes, sir.
Buckley is bright.
Yes, sir. He's a hell of a guy.
He's a good man.
A good man. A man. Very nice guy. A much nicer man than Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Buckley.
Oh, Bill is mean.
Maybe too nice. He's a little bit soft.
Jim, maybe a little bit too nice. Although he is a hell of a guy, I like him very much. But up and down that line, it's that pick.
I don't think Jim Buckley has enough drive to.
He'll never drive it to go anywhere. His favorite is Jazz. He's finishing. He's too old now. He's not even 70. Yeah.
your ambassador to NATO, he might as well be your ambassador to Mars. He'll disappear from the face of the earth. Right. Nobody in Ohio will hear, I mean, in Illinois, will hear one word of that.
Serve to
so many years.
Just being on the ballot, you get going. The point about Cranston, and Cranston does his homework and he works hard, but Cranston's record is 100% of the left.
Yeah, he's home with his wife, and like a witch.
And second, Cranston is not a good-looking man. And Finch is. Finch and Rumsfeld have things going for them. The candidates, they're both very handsome. You know, charismatic figures, right?
That's right.
But, you know, they got to go now.
And they both have, partly because of that, the ability the ability to attract good young people.
Yeah,
young
people
can build a following for themselves. It's a dedicated, loyal following.
Well, let me say, too, that both of them have assets in their wives, too.
Yep.
Both
yes, they both have good-looking wives, and Cranston's wife really is. Have you ever seen they lived at the Watergate East when I was taking, waiting for a house or something. She really does look like she could want a house. So you put a Finches up against them.
Bob
could get a good, maybe. Well,
the worst thing is that Bob is would be a great United States Senator. He'd be a walking, unmitigated disaster. He would be miserable as governor.
You know, Rosa, let me say this. This is not a big surprise. Bob could be president better than he could be governor.
Oh, sure.
Governor, the state of is a job requiring for day-to-day management and decisions. You know, you can't delegate all that stuff as governor. It isn't done that way. And it'll kill him. It would probably kill him. You know what I mean? Bob, I promise, he can't decide.
If Bob gets dragged down into all the, you know, the little...
He gets carried by himself.
And then there's nothing to protect the governor from that. The president is automatically protected, even if he can't handle it himself.
That's right. No, and I don't think Finch is... He wouldn't be a good governor, but he'd be a great senator.
He would be.
He really would be.
And if he'd done it in 70, he would have had time, and he still got to it ahead of time. Tonight it's getting less all the time, but he would have moved up to being the leader there.
Oh, he's an ideal man. And so is Rumsfeld.
Sorry, guy. Yeah, but Bobby, a much better senator than Rumsfeld.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's got more guts.
Well, and he's got the ability. He loves the maneuver, the putting things together. The senator's got to do that to get something through. He'd be a great wheeler and dealer. And he'd just be in his element.
Yeah, maybe he will run.
No. You know, I think he's decided. I just can't resolve his advice. Not against everybody's advice.
Well, I don't know whether the people might fire some of the rest of the guys. They should tell him. They should tell him who's going to go.
Because you never know. Those people may have their own selfish interests. They want to control. They like that control of the governorship business. Like, yeah. They think Homestead and Henry Salvatore got it, so now Tab Schreiber and Len Firestone would like to get it.
And the governor could do more for people than the president can.
That's right.
He really can.
There's no question.
You know, they like to go Sacramento with the balls and all that stuff.
Well, they can get those...
Well, they can get things through.
Big deals put through. No.
Yeah.
Well, believe me, we have done... I've done everything I could. I laid it on the line. I'll support it for the end to both of them. And here they go, one Galvan off to Europe, which I think is mistaken, and the other goes to California.
Well, I think if Bob goes out there and stays in the public eye, some way or other, maybe, I don't know, I feel maybe he'll decide to go for himself. Maybe he won't.
If there's one thing Bob is totally capable of, is changing his mind.
That's right.
His rigidity is not one of his faults.
That's right. Well, this will help him, maybe. If he might. Just, I personally think the best thing is to get Bob to keep his options open.
Okay.
And not decide to do something.
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep his mouth shut and not say every week that he's considering this or that or the other thing. Hell, something might happen to Cranston. Who the hell cares when to die? Even at 80, nobody thought so. Bennett Johnson said he'd seen him the week before and his whole staff was huffing and puffing trying to find him. He died. Now, of course, Cranston's not that old. But Cranston, any man past 40, is a heart attack.
Any possible.
You never know on a personal basis what a man's going to do. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
say he doesn't want to be in the Senate anymore. It's conceivable the guy can retire, too.
When I announced against Sheridan Downing, it was with the full expectation that he would be a candidate for the United States Senate. And at that time, Kyle Parker thought it was a damn hard race, and it was. Sheridan Downing then just had had enough. The left-wingers came out. And how did he get around it? And that was a land fault. I didn't know it at the time, but the point is, you've got to step up for it. And the trouble with these guys, I think Rumsfeld, too much wants a sure thing. Well, you've got to help make something sure. Rumsfeld should get out there and make it sure.
He ought to be standing by right now.
We've got too many people, like in 70. This was a trouble with our operation with Murray on the camp. It's not his fault. I mean, we all thought it was the right thing to do, but he went to Tom Cleffey and Burton and all the rest and promised each of them $150,000 to $250,000 for their campaigns and a presidential appearance if they would run for the Senate. That was a terrible mistake. It was the wrong thing to do.
Everybody we did that for lost.
Yeah. Everyone. I'm not going to urge anybody, believe me. That's the one thing that George is pushing and Brock and Baker. I will not urge anybody to run, not this time. They can't bring anybody in and expect that sort of thing.
Because that was when, Rumsfeld made that point strongly in 70 that we were making a mistake. He said if the candidate can't get out, get his own money, get himself started,
getting mental over.
Yeah. Well, it must have been a horrible shock.
It had to be a terrible
they were, you could, you know, if they were really still on a critical list.
What did he do to stay in the hospital?
He wouldn't even come over to be sworn in. He was sworn in at the hospital. He had to come over there.
I told him. I heard about that.
He's playing that up a little bit.
I would never allow that before.
Well, maybe it's a very cold-blooded, cynical thing. Maybe he's
well, seen
a chance to plummet and shoot himself up fast.
Might be.
He's obviously
maybe playing it all the way.
He may be playing it for all the PR value possible. You never know.
But Kennedy's dead.
Oh, sure. Oh, Kennedy's yeah. My heaven.
Oh, well, this guy may be a Kennedy
type. He may be a Kennedy type.
Yeah.
Jackie
well, Kennedy was.
Put on that performance. Liberal poets and, you know, everybody.